Track 2.26. Read and listen to the texts. Why did Icarus's father warn him not to fly too close to the sun?
Greek mythology.
When natural phenomena could not be explained by the simple men, it caused fear among societies. Therefore, all were explained in stories and myths as a part of the folklore, including the life stories of deities, mystical creatures and heroes. The stories were shaped according to the living standards and conditions of the societies. Think about Scandinavian societies and the extreme weather conditions they must deal with. This is reflected in their myths, along with many other themes like horror, cruelty and darkness. However, Greece was a relatively rich and educated place at the time. Therefore, their mythology is more fun and entertaining. Here are some of the most well-known stories of the Greek mythology.
Persephone and Hades.
The myth of Persephone and Hades is the most well-known story of love in Greek mythology. This myth and its mysteries explain one natural phenomenon, the change of the seasons. So how do the seasons happen? Why do we have different seasons like summer and winter? According to the Greeks, the reason behind this was the daughter of Zeus and Demeter, who is known as Persephone. Persephone, a delightful young lady, was picking flowers in nature when Hades, the god of the underworld, saw her and fell in love with her instantly. Hades kidnapped her to live with him in the underworld. Persephone was connected to vegetation, so when she left the earth, the crops failed and starvation began. Zeus forced Hades to bring Persephone back to her mother, but after a while, a compromise was reached by both parties. Persephone would spend 6 months of the year underground with her husband when on earth it was fall and winter, and spend the other 6 months on earth so that nature would be decorated with flowers and liveliness to celebrate her presence during spring and summer.
Icarus.
Icarus was the son of Daedalus, who was a craftsman that designed the labyrinth, a huge maze under the court of King of Crete, where a minotaur, a half-man, half-bull creature lived. To keep this as a secret, the king imprisoned Daedalus and his son Icarus in a tower. The father was such a craftsman that he spent his days designing two pairs of wings made of feathers glued together with wax. Before Icarus attempted to escape, Daedalus warned him to be careful and not to be allured by the beauty of the sun and not to fly too close to it because the heat would melt his wings. Both flew together to reach freedom and safety, but Icarus couldn't keep his promise and started flying higher and higher until the wax began melting. Eventually, Icarus fell down and drowned in the ocean. After that, the area was named the Icarian Sea. And a nearby island was named the Icaria to commemorate him.
Eco and Narcissus.
This story of self-love has been one of the most enduring and tragic love stories of all times. Eco was punished by Hera, the wife of Zeus, for helping him out with his affairs. So Hera took the sweet voice of Eco to punish her. She couldn't speak her own words. She could only repeat the words of others. Narcissus, on the other hand, was a very handsome young man, admired by mortals and immortals at the same time. Eco was one of his admirers, as she saw him wandering in the forest after being punished. She could not speak to him, but Narcissus soon realized he was being watched. Unfortunately, Narcissus was a man who could not love anyone but himself. He rejected Eco cruelly. This cruelty made the gods angry, and they made him fall in love with his own reflection. He ended up drowning as he was looking at his own reflection in the waters of a spring. The flower that bears his name sprang up at the exact place he died.
King Midas.